You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
The first Friday in June, a Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here with you guys for only a few minutes here. I know I'm recording this on the first day of June, June 1st. This will be coming out on Friday, which for the alliteration part, I am moving my Football Friday talk to Friday's Football Friday, which will be coming out on June 3rd, this daily. So yes, I am recording a couple of days ahead of that, and so much more, obviously. Kind of makes sense for me to do it in a way. So obviously, I mean, football is going to be coming out almost daily. I know we're hitting the quiet part of the athletic schedule after track and field is getting done here next week with their NCAA Outdoor Championships there as well. So we're going to be touching base with that. But other than that, we'll be keeping our floors to the or ears to the ground here of the dailies here, as they'll be going down to 3 days a week, including, well, actually an extra day of Saturday. So there'll be no dailies on Sunday for the time being. Unless something big happens until soccer and football ramp back up, probably late August, somewhere in there. We'll get it kicked back up going with the dailies every single day, which includes, if you haven't been just joined us on the Purple Project Podcast, subscribe to this podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Presented by AutoFest 2022, August 6th, with the rally in the valley here in Manhattan, Kansas. Yeah. So be out looking for that, but the dailies this summer, Fridays, which will be featuring football talk, and quickly the offensive line here, projected offensive starters, featuring the offensive line now. We will talk more, me and my co-host Alex Aiden coming up on the weekly editions. We'll go in more deeper with the offensive line, with all the positions here, obviously. So got that ahead to look forward to, hopefully a few special guests here and there, as I mentioned. But yes, back to the offensive line here. Going down the list, I thought Cooper Beebe was a senior. Well, apparently he's not. He's only going to be coming into the fall a junior. And then you're going to have, oh man, you're going to have at least two seniors start. Christian Duffy, who's been here for, seems like forever, he'll be a senior. And you have your left guard down there, KT Leviston will be there. We already talked about the tackle spot with Cooper Beebe. Christian Duffy, you're secured there. And you're going to be breaking in the center. Sophomore, first start, if things pan out, with Hadley Panzer and Taylor Portier. We mentioned Portier, I believe, on the last episode of the PPPW edition of the podcast, episode 101. And he was hurt all last year, so that's going to be a big get inside. And, of course, bringing in a new center after Noah Johnson's been there for the last, what, 3 or 4 years. Now he's gone. Skylar Thompson's gone. But you bring back Deuce Vaughn, and you bring back a grad transfer, a veteran, once he is healthy, which Adrian Martinez talked about in his latest appearance on the 3-Mile Pod with John Kurtz and the gang. He said he was already throwing. So you get... So you replace Noah Johnson, Skylar Thompson with a sophomore center, and you bring back Deuce Vaughn, and you're getting Adrian Martinez, hopefully the good Martinez here, coming this fall. I expect this offensive line, obviously, with the lead direction of the offensive line coach, Connor Riley, to do his thing. Obviously, late last year, picking up short yard situations, that was, for me, in my opinion, was kind of the issue in not using personnel right. In my words, towards the old offensive coordinator, Courtney Messingham. Now you bring in Colin Klein with this new look, refreshed spread attack offense that we got to see quite a bit in the Texas Bowl back in January against LSU, which we lit them up. So, I mean, I expect these guys to take next step. If they're going to be contenders, there was an article in The Athletic this week about Kansas State football and the potential of these guys being the quote-unquote sleepers to be right up there in the mix to try to get one of those spots, one of two spots, for the Big 12 title game. So, I mean, all the predictions, and of course, we'll have those predictions our usual record predictions as we will get close to football season when it starts back up in September. But yeah, that's one of my favorite episodes, actually, is predictions of the fall schedule. But yeah, I mean, everything you hear is about the lowest. I hate to say it is 8. Again, I mean, we've had a couple of those now. It's time to take the next step. And overall, I can talk about offense, really, defense, all podcasts long. I could bake this into an hour if I wanted to, but I'm not. This is a daily edition. But yeah, if you're going to take that next steps to be a contender, compete with the Oklahoma's bringing in a new head coach with a little bit of new staff there. Oklahoma State probably is going to be the lead dog in the conference there. You're going to be competing with the Oklahomas, the Baylors, and so forth there. Yeah, and Texas is going to be somewhere in the middle there a little bit. So you have the opportunity. We have the opportunity to go in there. And with the athletes we had now, looking down, obviously defense as well. You bring in some talent as well. You got to applaud Casey if you're doing that. But this offense, it starts up front, the trenches, obviously. We're going to get to the next step and take advantage of what we got. Athletic-wise, at the skill positions, this offensive line is going to have to take it a step for notch further. I felt, you know, in the short yardage situations, that the offensive line kind of slack. It's not the right word, but you know, kind of overpowered a little bit at times with short yardage situations, and particularly Texas, where it all came undone there, which was the key game there to make the switch for Chris Klieman at the OC spot. There, so I mean, looking at it, you have the pieces there. Obviously, you have veteran leadership on an offensive line to start. It's really you're gonna have a guy. Andrew Martinez is going to obviously he wants to win football games. He said it in numerous spots, and he's gonna be looking to win ball games. Obviously, and they got a chance if he stays injury free. Obviously, we have an opportunity to do that, but it starts up front with these guys and. Hopefully, I'm not going to expect them to go blazing right at gates right away, but obviously with the injuries and cutting the spring short due to the injuries, you would expect, hey, hopefully they'll be in somewhat mid-season form come the beginning of the season. Obviously, you're going to be in that three-game home stretch there. You got going right to Tulane, and then you have Missouri right there. As well, an SEC opponent, your former Big 12 foe there, coming into Manhattan. More anticipated non-con games, probably. Missouri's not going to be ranked. I mean, I have to look at the roster and stuff like that. Obviously, we'll have plenty of time to do that. But, yeah, out of those three, Missouri, obviously, you can circle that. And, obviously, the trap game that me and Alex talked about a couple episodes back on the Weekly Edition, Tulane. Ahead of Oklahoma, going on or back on the road to Norman to face the Sooners. So yeah, you hope that the offensive line is somewhat in mid-season form and not in the beginning of the season form as well. So hopefully, I mean, with the leadership, obviously Cooper Beebe could be one of the best tackles. He and Kastori Leviston really can be one of the top tackle duos in the Big. Actually, excuse me, that's Christian Duffy, my bad. Kadori Leviston is a guard, left guard. I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, getting my position switched up a little bit. But, yeah, Cooper Beebe and Christian Duffy can be a good tackle duo in this conference. So, I mean, it starts up front with these guys. I mean, you have what you have at the skill positions, which I think since the beginning, the origin of this podcast has been the wide receiver core has been tops in my book, and we haven't really seen that flourish. We've seen a lot of ups and downs with that unit, a lot more later this summer on that. But yeah, the offensive line starts with these guys. They can protect open holes, continue to open holes like they did in the Texas Bowl, and give whoever is at quarterback, whether that is Martinez or Will Howard, behind there protection, some good protection there. We can do some damage right there as well. So it's kind of a mini peek at the offensive line going into this year, obviously pending on what happens, obviously, with injuries, which was a huge concern coming out of spring ball for Chris Klieman and the new offensive coordinator Colin Klein. The Pro Project Podcast brought to you, partnered up by Rally in the Valley, August 6th. Brought to you by AutoFest 2022, presented also partners of Kansas State Senate JCI. And I keep fumbling on the other sponsor partner with this event. I apologize for that. So I'll get that squared away. But for now, I'm going to square this daily away. Football Friday, of course, if you're not subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast with this brand new cover, which I love, pretty much self-explanatory about this K-State podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it for right now. And, of course, me and Alex will get together for episode 102, which will not be coming out tonight. It will be coming out tomorrow night. So, yeah, a day late, but it's going to be up there, guys. So, if you want extra content or fresh content perspective on K-State sports, Pro Project Podcast, the place to do it. Eddie Greer III, appreciate y'all. And make sure you guys tell a fellow K-Stater about Triple P. That's going to do it for right now. Go Cats. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.